This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for July 16th. A mother and three of her children will go to prison for the 2023 beating and torture death of Corey Soles in Greensee. Samantha Watts, the mother of three of the suspects, pleaded guilty Monday and was sentenced to 45 years for the murder. Her son Peyton will serve 35. Daughter Amber and son Jonathan will have not lighter sentences since they were juveniles when the murder occurred. Soles was reported missing on January 10, 2023. His body was found more than a week later. An Evergreen woman has been charged with child abuse after an infant was hospitalized in critical condition with an infection. Warrants said Eugenia Waller, age 32, is alleged to have allowed a seven-month-old to develop blisters and a rash while she was in her care. The child was also covered in feces when she was taken to the hospital. She was admitted to the hospital in critical condition, but is now expected to make a full recovery. An early morning assault with a vehicle jack is under investigation. The Yangling Road man said his girlfriend hit him repeatedly with the jack shortly after 6 a.m. on Tuesday. She also allegedly damaged his Chrysler Pacifica. The victim was treated by EMS. The investigation is continuing. As filing moves into its final days, it has picked up for the municipal races across the county. Incumbent Whiteville Mayor Terry Mann faces challenges from Mike Shacknick, Brittany Payne, and Brandon Acker. In the Whiteville City Council District 1 race, Linda Bright-Smith is challenging incumbents Helen Holden and Vicki Pate for a seat. Incumbent Mayor Matt Wilson at Lake Waccamaw has two candidates trying to unseat him, Chad Smith and Greg Jacobs. Former Lake Police Chief Scott Hyatt and businessman Lynn Hennett are running for the East Ward Commissioner seat at the Lake. West Ward incumbent Frank Carroll is facing challenges from Curtis Andrews and Christine Jacobs. Former town council member in Chiburn, Rashad Roberts, is facing off with Drew Worley for a seat on the DAP board. Look for a daily breakdown of the current filings at columbuscountynews.com. Any students at Whiteville High School interested in raising and showing a pig at the Columbus County Agricultural Fair should call FFA advisor Ashley Fowler at 910-499-3552. This is open to all Whiteville High students. Pig pickup will be on July 31st. All pigs must be reserved in advance. County water customers have a new payment system option. To pay by phone, call 877-776-3703. You can also go to edmundsgovpay.com/Columbus County. For more information, contact the water department at 910-642-5237. Southeastern Community College is going to host an adult learner open house Thursday from 6 until 8:30 p.m. at the SCC Library. It's a good opportunity to look into switching careers, gaining a new skill, or finishing your degree. The first 50 students will get free gift cards, and there will be free food and giveaways. Children are welcome to register. See the story on our website. Columbus County Animal Protective Services is bringing the community and critters together Saturday for the Paws, Music, and Moonlight. That's going to start at 7 o'clock at the shelter. There'll be live music, dancing, local vendors, food, plenty of furry friends up for adoption. There's still room for food trucks and vendors at the event. For more information, call 910-641-3945. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.